Prepare to hear the prayers of the people. I'd like to invite you to share any prayer requests you have. I have a couple here. The first is the boyfriend of a co-worker of Jennifer's, Jennifer Beach, lost his best friend to suicide 2 weeks ago, and he left a wife behind. Of course, today will be especially hard for her and everyone who loved him, including Kate and her boyfriend. So let us pray for Kate's loss and her boyfriend's family's loss, and everyone who has faced a loss at this time of the year. Also, a friend of Jennifer Beach, Brett Schaffner, has been fighting metastatic melanoma for 8 years and recently discovered the chemo drug in his most recent round, which followed after remission, are no longer working. He was prepared to start a clinical trial, but tumors in his brain have grown, so that is not an option. They will return to a previous regimen. And as he says, they are blown to Hail Marys. Down to Hail Marys. Down to Hail Marys. That makes a lot more sense. I am so sorry. Let's pray for Brett Schaffner. That's a long fight to have that happen. Are there any other prayer requests? Yes, Joe.
Linda and Al are married. Linda is once again not feeling well.
Okay. And her name again was?
Rachel Shively, S-H-I-V-E-L-Y.
Thank you. That is a joy. Any other? Yes.
Prayers for
Paula Reinhart. I haven't heard anything else from the Carlins, but let us continue to pray for their son-in-law who had a stroke. Ron and Sharon. Danny Thomas. Danny Thomas. Are there any other prayer requests that we have today? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come before you on this Christmas day. We thank you for the love that came down on this day so many years ago. And we thank you for the healing and the wholeness that he offers to us all. Therefore, we know that we can lift our prayers to you and you will hear them and we will be answered. We pray for Jennifer Beach's friend, Brett Schaffner, who has been fighting metastatic melanoma for 8 years and has discovered that the chemo drugs are not working. And there are very many other complications which you know of, Lord. But basically, they are down to Hail Marys. They are down to please, Lord, please. They are down to the very last hope that they have. Lord, we ask that you not only reach down and comfort Brett and his family, but you offer the healing touch that you have the ability to touch people with, that he may find wholeness and healing and wellness in this horrible situation in which he finds himself. We also pray for Jennifer's co-worker Kate and her boyfriend who lost his best friend to suicide 2 weeks ago. Lord, suicide is never easy to take, but at this time of year, it is the most difficult. And we pray for Kate and her boyfriend, and we pray for his friend's family as they struggle to understand and remember and hold in their hearts this friend. We pray for Linda, who is not feeling well today. We pray for Paula Reinhart, who is in Health South. We continue to pray for Ron and Sharon's son-in-law, Danny Thomas, who is recovering from a stroke. And we pray a prayer of thanksgiving that Rob's friend Rachel, even though she had to make a mad dash, gave birth to a healthy baby, a new life for this world. Lord, we pray for this world. We pray for the coming of the new year as the old year grows short. We pray for our country and for the divisions which are there. We pray for unity and understanding of each other. We pray that the oppressed may find justice. We pray that there will be understanding that justice and unity are not incompatible. They are indeed two sides of the same coin. We pray for our natural resources. We pray for places where there is war, for Syria, for the people of Aleppo. We pray that you will be present even among the refugees and among the destruction and the terror that the people must be feeling. We pray for places where there is recovery still going on from natural disasters, such as Haiti and Italy, where earthquakes were so devastating. Lord, as we look back over 2016, we ask that you heal us from any wounds that we suffered because of events during the year. And we ask that you help us come to the completeness and the wholeness and the spiritual health that you can bring us to. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and help us to remember the Christ child, remember the boy Christ, remember the man who lived, who died, and who rose again to bring us love and peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our sending hymn is Joy to the World, number 40. Go forth from this place. Let us go forth to have a Merry Christmas Day and to remember the Christ child. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.